I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COV is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
And good afternoon to you. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm Andrew here, joined by Annette for the COB. Great to have your company, Annette. Goodness gracious me. Okay, let me throw something at you.
Yeah.
B11529. What does that mean to you?
You know what? Up until about 2 o'clock this afternoon, very, very little, because we already thought today would be a lackluster day, let's face it, while the US feasts on Turkey. And probably be about lunchtime today, we started to notice that the travel stocks started to peel off, and then the headlines got worse. So yes, B11539. I've written now about
529.
529.
Yeah, we're waiting for the Greek name to be assigned.
I think this Lambda came and went, so we need a Zeta or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, look, this is the new COVID variant that has emerged in South Africa. In fact, I think there are thoughts now it actually emerged in Botswana across the border, leaked into South Africa, and it now finds itself in Hong Kong, which is quite alarming because they feel it may be immune to current vaccines. And as a result, we've seen a broad sell-off across Asia. Of course, we had the Thanksgiving holiday in the States, so we had no guidance initially for the market today, but it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out on Wall Street tonight as well.
Yeah, it sure will, because sometimes when there's a panic in Asia, that sort of gets faded in the European and US markets. But I have to say, COVID, as we know, fairly universal risk to everybody, be it households, businesses, and of course, government policy. So the risk-off trade that started here, which is broad-based sell-off in equities, bonds rallied, short-end priced out rate hikes, and literally in the last 15 minutes of trade here in Australia, the Goldies picked up a bid. So Evolution, Santa Barbara, Silver Lake all had literally 10 minutes into the close a bid. So if that's not the ultimate risk off trade, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, it certainly played out initially, as I said, as with those travel stocks. They were sold off heavily, among the biggest losers being Flight Centre and Webjet, heavily down today. Look, of course, Annette, the big fear, dare I say this, as we head into Christmas, is that you're going to get lockdowns across the border, or at least those international borders are going to come crashing down again.
Well, that's right. I mean, as we know, Qantas has reopened all its flights. You could get to London and LA as US and Europe have been open for a few months now. So this is really jeopardising people's Christmas plans, hence the risk-off trade here in Australia. The headlines we've seen so far is the government is considering its response. And given how trigger-happy the governments are when it comes to borders, so basically saying watch the headlines over the weekend for anyone with an international ticket.
Well, you think hopefully at worst it would be an international border that is shut, but we can still travel within the country over Christmas because...
Well, we hope so.
I mean, what effect that would have, certainly psychologically, aside from what the economic effect is, it doesn't bear thinking about. Yeah, look, we saw this obviously just as far as oil is concerned too. Down dramatically, hitting energy stocks along the way. Yeah, OPEC considerations that it's going to turn the taps on next week. That's not going to happen, is it?
No, it doesn't need to now because, as we know, as we discussed this week, Andrew, the coordinated release of strategic reserves didn't seem to make a lot of difference. Everyone was waiting for the big kings in town. OPEC does meet, I think, next Thursday, OPEC Plus. But I don't think they need to do anything with oil well down because, as we know, COVID stops travel. So that oil demand has suddenly dried up. But just to emphasise, it's not that we're sending out alarm bells, but the market is certainly very trigger happy And as Shane Oliver just said here on the program, the markets are shooting first and they'll probably ask questions later. So just better, I think, and safer to play the risk-off trade for now.
Well, that's certainly the case in the States, where clearly we're seeing record after record. And, you know, certainly traders, analysts that I've been speaking to say, look, you know, we are due for a pullback. Who knows what the catalyst will be? Well, maybe it has just presented itself.
It might be, because up until then, you know, up until about lunchtime today, we were feeling a bit warm and fuzzy here in macro world, because whenever I'm on the COB, I have to put some macro in there, because hot on the heels of yesterday's massive business investment upgrade, today, October retail sales literally more than twice market expectations, nearly 5% month on month. ACT, 20%. Well, they couldn't wait to get out and start spending. New South Wales, of course, the biggest market, up 13%. And there was initially a bit of a complaint. It's, oh, Victoria only rose by 3%. You know, Andrew, they're only out for 3 days. They were out for 3 days and still managed a 3% pop in retail sales. So if that doesn't tell you that households were desperate to spend after being let out of the house. Of course, November will be just as punchy, because if I had a dollar for every Black Friday, Cyber Monday email telling me to spend, 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 I think November's looking punchy as well.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that yet, have we? Black Friday sales. We're talking about Black Friday in a very different sense as far as what's going on in equity markets
sure at the moment.
But yeah, you mentioned what's going on, that strength we're seeing locally, particularly the economy, jobs, retail, investment, that's booming, certainly what's ahead as far as CapEx is concerned. And, you know, so the prospect of rate hikes coming, well, the RBA says no, but CBA, the latest retail bank to lift its fixed rates again.
It sure is. And of course, just for those that aren't aware, like, fixed rates are based off market rates, not the RBA rate. So banks can move fixed rates at any time. And as we know, they absolutely plummeted mid-year because the RBA was offering funding to the banks at 10 basis points. So if you manage to lock in your mortgage with a one in front of it, good for you, because I think the CBA, they've hiked their fixed mortgage rate now 6 times in 3 weeks. So the banks are coming for you with fixed rates. Mortgage rates that are variable will not move until the RBA does. So just to differentiate.
So where do we see opportunity? Where perhaps should you do some selling? Look, you know, we spoke to Stuart Roberts today. In fact, you spoke to Stuart,
didn't you?
Just as far as what's going on in retail at the moment. And you would expect that, you know, we saw those e-commerce retailers do so well during the height of the pandemic, i.e. the likes of Kogan and Temple and Webster.
Yep, Redbubble.
Yeah. Redbubble, yeah. Stuart, he's not happy with them.
Well, he's happy with them in that he was unhappy. Very quick anecdote with Kogan. He ordered Kogan and he had to send it back 3 times. So he was actually not in the Kogan rally, which he was kind of wiping away tears on that front. But he says they've got their act together. So yes, the stock's gone from 25 to about $8. So that's been a pain trade for anyone who waited. But he said, you know, they're starting to look a lot more organized. They've got their inventory under control. They've got their logistics under control. So he's starting to think, not so bad. After all, he thinks the same about Appen, another stock that got smashed this week. He disagrees with Macquarie. In fact, the Macquarie downgrade that certainly smashed Appen today. He says no, he disagrees. Take of that as you will. Stuart is in the show notes. But he did say Temple & Webster, no. Not happy with Temple & Webster. They haven't figured out how to grow up properly yet. So it's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to e-commerce and whether to buy on dip.
All right, another stock that has suffered in the last couple of days, Bapcor. In fact, that was our stock of the day. We had Rudy Filipek van Dijk from FN Arena and Claude Walker from A Rich Life. They had a good look at that. Of course, Annette, it's lost its leader. In fact, he's announced that he's stepping down, with perhaps an indication of more personnel changes there as well. Market doesn't like it.
No, the market didn't like it. I mean, Mr. Lobotomy is hanging around until the end of February, but it just seems like the brokers didn't like it, because there's a big gap apparently between him and the rest of the C-suite. So take a listen and see what Claude and Rudy thought of Bapcor.
I will be reviewing my own position as well in this company, because it does increase the risk profile, and it puts a question mark now where the longer term outlook is. That longer term outlook, I have to add as well, is also clouded by the fact that the automobile industry itself is having now serious question marks with the inroads made by Tesla and other manufacturers of electrical vehicles. I would say it's a hold here, and but only for people who can be patient, because this share price is not going anywhere for the time being.
Just because it has been built on acquisitions, that means that I guess the market attaches a lot of importance to the trust and the judgment of management. Potentially a time to sell some or all, because this has been a roll-up in Australia primarily, now going international. But in Australia, it's worked as a roll-up. There's diminishing returns with the roll-up. You have to buy a bigger thing in order to have the same impact. So for that, I would say it's possible that the best days are behind it.
Yeah, that's so you can head to the, click on the COB there and you can get a link to that or head to our website. Annette, okay, enough negativity. Let's try and find some positivity. Where can you buy at the moment? In fact, Stephen Wood from Market Capital has come to our rescue. Looking in the small cap space as he does, Life 360, that's been doing very well of late. Its acquisition of Tile, he's seen that as a big positive. And also Adairs in the retail space, another acquisition there as well, which he's very positive about. So there's two stocks you can look at.
Well, I mean, when you get a day like today, I'd have to say, Andrew, and you would have noticed as well, you're on air, from about 3 p.m. onwards, it started to get indiscriminate. And these are the times to listen to the analysts who say, you know, when the reason you have a buy on dip is when something is sold indiscriminately in a risk-off panic, this is an opportunity to have another fresh look at some companies. And of course, if we have another poor night overnight, we'll be opening up Monday morning and we'll be trotting out those analysts saying, look, these are good companies. This is a buy on dip. So obviously stay tuned next week because we'll have plenty of opportunities to have that discussion.
Well, assuming you've got that cash on the sideline, maybe
a lot
you
of
need
people
to
have been.
Liquidate your crypto assets right now. So Annette, on the macro front, what can we look forward to next week?
It's actually a blockbuster next week. Yes, we'll have to sit through Q3 GDP. That won't interest anybody. But just as we had October retail sales today, we get all the other October data next week. So we get home loans, which is always fun, house prices, building approvals, and trade balance. So almost everything you need to know about the Aussie economy and whether we get that Q4 rebound. We've already got a taste of it today, and we'll find out next week the rest of the economy catching up. And then the RBA is not till the week after. And then, boy, we're going to be scratching around for macro to talk about after that. The Bureau of Stats seems to have a very long summer holiday.
Well, maybe not. It all depends on how this latest COVID variant pans out. We cross our fingers, but see whether they come up with a new name for B11529 over the weekend. because that may well derail all our thoughts just as far as where we're going economically.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, we'll sign off for now. But as we say, keep an eye on those weekend headlines and just see what... America's a half day tonight, right?
It is.
Yeah, so we'll see what America does.
Enough time to get a bit of price action going.
Yeah, enough time to sell and wind up. But anyway, well, feet up, overdue for a gin and tonic. Don't look at your stock portfolio. This is not a day to look.
Have a great weekend.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.